Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That's Mina Kimes. That is Israel Gutierrez. And today we're going to find out if Tom Brady has been replaced with a wax statue of Tom Brady. Let's get started.
How could you tell, really?
Could you see the Mavs luring a second star to Dallas now that Luka has signed up long term?
All right, so Luka is the first player eligible for that rookie max extension because he was voted twice to All-Team NBA. So he is making, he has signed a five-year, $207 million deal, which is great news for Mavs fans, right? This is a guy that can create opportunities, can spread the ball around. Surely that should be enough to lure someone to the team. The problem is that they're going to run into a financial situation, and they've hired this new cap guy, Andrew Baker, who's supposedly supposed to help them manage that and has maybe done some creative things with, let's say, Tim Hardaway Jr.'s contract, which you can see becomes cheaper as the years go on. But I don't think it will possibly be enough for them to make enough room to bring guys in. It seems like they're not going to have the money and the room to fill that roster with more people until at least 2023. And it seems like they're making moves to keep Luka here. It's like a win now strategy, but then they can't really support that with guys who will help them win now.
Yeah, Katie, you mentioned Tim Hardaway Jr. So in the playoffs in the first round, he was the second leading scorer behind Luka. The problem is Luka outscored him by more than 18 points per game. They clearly need a second star who's not him. But going forward, I don't see how they have the ability to get one for the reasons you just described. They don't have cap space till like 2024, part because of bad signings and trades, Kristaps, and also because of bad drafting. Like this Luka contract, it's the first time a drafted player with the Mavericks has signed a second contract since 2003. Mark Cuban said a few months ago, oh, guys want to play with Luka. And while that may be true, they just don't have the ability to get any guys.
It's funny. When Mina coughs, it kind of sounds like she says Kristaps. look, there's a couple interesting things here. One, what you were just talking about there, Mina, when it comes to people wanting to play with Dallas or wanting to play with Luka in Dallas. I think people don't mind playing with Luka. I think they want to play with Luka in an all-star game for right now, because I don't think he's the guy with that usage rate at 35%. I think he and Joel Embiid are basically top of the league. You can't really envision another star who wants the ball in his hand say, I'm going to go over there with this budding superstar who they're building their entire franchise around, and I'm going to be a perfect fit as the number two guy. There aren't too many people that think that way. And Luka still kind of has to go through the motion, right, of losing in the first round, maybe second round a couple of times and saying, okay, this is what I need. Because, as you mentioned, Kristaps, he's supposed to be pretty good. And he wasn't really fulfilled in that Luka offense, if you will. So, and I know he's coming off an injury and everything else and wasn't the player that he was supposed to be, but he's still supposed to be a player that can flourish as a number two. And he didn't. So there's question marks there. But wanting to play in Dallas specifically, I don't think he's enough of a draw. I just don't. I mean, you've got people making super teams out of thin air in Brooklyn because Brooklyn is a cooler place. But Dallas, not only Mark Cuban, there's a lot of baggage that comes with going to Dallas and playing just with Luka. So I think maybe if you wait this out, he'll be a free agent at the prime of his career at 27 years old, unrestricted free agent. Maybe let's see if he goes somewhere else. And if it's somewhere else more attractive, I'll go play with him over there.
Yeah, it is worth noting the last year of that big contract is a player option. So
I always like how we use the word luring, like to describe a team getting free agents. Like, I don't know, the general manager's sprinkling cheese and like waiting for like a free agent to show up, like luring them in.
Should the Ravens trust Lamar Jackson to be available for them all year?
I am so sick of talking about vaccines. Let me just say, I am deathly afraid of needles. I do not enjoy this discussion topic. And yet here we are again, because a superstar, Lamar Jackson, who has caught COVID now two times, has expressed that it's a personal choice, which is the way of saying, I'm not going to answer you about whether or not I'm going to get vaccinated. He's used the line of, I'm going to talk to team doctors and make sure I have all the information and get educated. And it just is very frustrating that we're here again talking about a needle, something that causes fear in my heart and in my, I'm sweating right now. But I'll tell you what, I'm sweating and I'm vaccinated because I did my research and I know that that's what you have to do in order to try to get this virus under control. So the question is, can his teammates trust that he'll be available? It's hard for me to believe that Lamar Jackson saw what happened to the Ravens last year because of COVID, saw what happened to his own body now twice, because both times he said he's had bad symptoms and has had a terrible experience with COVID. He's seen this happen and is like, still, I'm not entirely sure about what to do moving forward. I don't think I'm going to get vaccinated. It is very frustrating. And I can imagine, because I'm not even his teammate, if I were, that would be very frustrating, because 90% of this team is vaccinated. And if Lamar Jackson were to, God forbid, catch another variant or COVID again or whatever is happening with this awful virus, it's possible that he will miss games. And that's not something that you want to have to plan for if it's something that could be prevented by the player himself. So if I were his teammate, I would certainly be frustrated. And clearly I'm frustrated that we're still talking about this.
The thing that's frustrating to me is you hear him saying, I'm going to continue or keep learning as much as I can about it. What are we at, like 7 months where this thing's been available? Like probably longer than that since the information and the research has been out there. How many life decisions does it take that long to make? I mean, maybe picking a life partner, maybe buying a house. Like this, and it's the whole personal decision thing, I think, is like just overstated and people just kind of let that go. It's not a personal decision when it's affecting everybody else on your team, when it's affecting your coworkers. And so it's also not like when you tell me it's a personal decision, like I want to hear, or you tell me you're still doing the thinking or the research, I want to hear maybe a little bit of that thinking, maybe a little bit. I'm not saying like I need to hear everything, but just give me a little bit to see if it makes sense, because otherwise we're just going to all look at you and be like, what are you doing? And I think part of it is, you know, the young and healthy, untouchable superstar, like feels like nothing can harm him. But I think we know by now that's not the point.
Yeah, I am glad you guys both zeroed in on the it's a personal decision disclaimer, which is what we're hearing not just from Lamar Jackson, but from a few players around the NFL, a few athletes, people generally are saying, instead of explaining their rationale or the research they've done, their excuse now is that it's a personal decision. And as Izzy said, it's not. Like, there's just no both sides in this. This is not a personal thing. When you wake up every morning and you read about how this disease, positive test deaths are rising around the country in large part because people aren't vaccinated. There's also undeniably some privilege associated with this. Like, it's not a coincidence that the only players who are coming out and saying, I'm not going to get it, or it's a personal decision, are superstars, right? Because if you're on an NFL team and you're not a superstar, you're getting the shot, because otherwise you're gone.
Should the Jets be worried about Zach Wilson?
Yes and no. So here's the thing. Zach Wilson, the Jets' number two overall pick that they took in the draft, is their starting quarterback. And apparently he's been looking not great, putting that delicately. And then Robert Saleh, their head coach, said it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I think it's important for Jets fans to know that it's going to be bad. If you can understand that it's going to be bad, you can prepare yourself for just how bad it is. It's important to not be reactionary in this situation, because Zach Wilson is your guy. You don't really have another guy. So if the head coach is saying, this guy's going to take a little bit of time, trust me, we're working on it, you have to do so, because if they become too reactionary and they start calling for him to be benched, or there's no other option. So all you've got to do is just sit somewhere comfortable, make yourself at home, and just prepare to kind of ride out at least the very beginning. And I know that might be difficult because your new head coach is new. It's also scary because you got a new quarterbacks coach and a new offensive coordinator, first timers across the board. It's very scary, and I could see why it would be hard for fans, like let's say Jets fans, to calm down and let this play out the way that it's going to play out. But you're not going to go to Josh Johnson, a guy who's played 33 games, the last one of which was in 2018. There isn't this like veteran force on the team for everybody to learn from, which can be a little bit concerning. But you could catch lightning in a bottle. Everybody might be great their very first time, except for Zach Wilson, and then that will help him to get better. But I do think, I'm sorry for smiling. It's just, you know, as a Patriots fan, I think it'll be interesting to watch.
There it is.
I just want to first point out, the way you talked about watching Zach Wilson there was exactly the same tone you used to describe getting shots. Like, just close your eyes, sit back, and hang on. It's going to be painful.
In and out.
I also want to put a giant caveat before what I'm about to say, which is that it's August 10th. It is training camp, okay? Everybody, chill out. Like, forget the caveat. Can you, like, make that a watermark? Because I don't want my point to be weaponized against me
anyway.
If Zach Wilson balls out. Everybody breathe. However, I do think it is worth noting that around the draft, we sort of just took as a given that Zach Wilson was going to get taken second overall, and he wasn't really subject to the same level of scrutiny as Mac Jones, Justin Fields, and Trey Lance. Everyone's like, all right, the Jets love him. He's great. He's got a cool arm. He does cool things. Cool. And now we're seeing something that we frankly should have expected, which is Zach Wilson had a wonderful situation in college. Like, he played a fairly low level of competition at BYU behind a very dominant offensive line. He had all the time in the world. And now when you're hearing, oh God, he's holding on to the football too long and throwing interceptions and struggling a bit with pressure. Of course he is. He's going from BYU to the NFL. We should have seen this coming. We just didn't, because we didn't really talk about Wilson that way or question the pick. And now we're seeing, oh, right, yeah, maybe we should have. Not that he's not going to be great, just that it makes sense that it's a bit of a rocky transition.
Everybody loves a good watermark, don't you? Although I think it's unfair. Like, Mina, you got to just spit the take out. Like, you got it. You just put it out there. He's had a bad – he's going to be great, but he's not great now. Cool. What I love about this is I'm with you right there. Like, the New York Jets, everybody assumed they knew what they were doing with this guy. Like, oh, Zach Wilson, sure. We knew him for the last month or so. Yeah, they're going to be great. And so not only do you have that, you have a new head coach, Robert Saleh. You have just being in New York. And then Saleh just goes ahead and doubles down after a bad practice and says, you know, there was a Hall of Famer that just got inducted who had a 71 quarterback rating his rookie year. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and compare this dude to Peyton Manning. Come on. Like, I understand setting up for a bad year where it sort of gets you free for that second year and say, hey, maybe he can recover. Yeah. But Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning. Like, don't come out here and tell me Zach Wilson is Peyton Manning. He would probably more be like that number two pick from that year where, I'm not sure if his football career really worked out.
Patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience.
Up next on HQ.
I shrunk an inch. I just had a physical and I shrunk an inch. I've never been so disturbed in my life.
Where I did the same thing. Time to play the game that guesses Katie missed the memo on Friday Night Lights. Where do you question?
You give us topic and events, we question them. Nobody told me. I'm not on the group text.
Do you question what Anthony Edwards' best sport is?
Yeah, all right, quick refresher course for anyone who forgets. Anthony Edwards does play basketball. I hope he didn't forget that. But he has said before that it's not the only sport he's good at.
How good a baseball player were you?
I could have went to the MLB.
MLB?
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
I'm serious, though. You think I'm joking. I'm serious.
No, I love your confidence. What positions did you play?
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you were the best player in your team.
Yes, then we talking.
You could hit the ball.
But I was 4th, 5th hitter. You know what that means.
Clean up. Yeah.
Straight clean up on aisle 3. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it. If it's some money on the line, I'm going to go do it.
Can you golf?
Whatever you need me to do.
Okay. Hockey.
Whatever. On the rink. Whatever you need me to do. It don't matter.
Got it.
Trash can ball. We can do whatever you want.
Trash can
cook
ball.
Food.
Go pro.
Cook food.
Cook food.
That's something to do. I bet I'd be A1 from day one.
Cook food. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So obviously he left the end a little open there. What sports? We need to know specifically other sports that he could play by name. Luckily, we have our friend Monica McNutt, who asked him at Summer League.
What have you been up to this summer? Anything fun and unusual? Because I know you've been working on your game. I learned a new, I got a new hobby, bowling. I'm really good at bowling now.
Oh.
Yeah, very.
Like strikes?
Yeah.
Bumpers or no?
Man, come on, man. Like 200, bowling 200 for sure.
Okay, that's not what we talked about pre-interview. Tell me about Lake Minnetonka.
Oh yeah, man, you know, I got baptized in Lake Minnetonka. Hit a couple backflips, you know. Swimming. I'm going back out there real soon. Meet me at Lake Minnetonka, all Minnesota fans. I'm going back out there. Jet skis, everything. We're going to have fun.
Can you swim?
Yeah, like Michael Phelps.
Like Michael Phelps?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, before this gets out of hand, that's Anthony Edwards. In case you didn't know, there's nothing he can't do.
Look, maybe I'm just gullible, but boy, do I believe him. This guy has the ability to turn everything into a sport. But like before, in that first interview, when he was like, cooking food, that's never been considered a sport, except maybe on Chopped. But he's like, cooking food, that's a sport. Getting baptized, I did 3 backflips. Like, what? That became a sport.
Shout out to the Spurs player right there who's trying to make a career for himself and shoots a free throw air ball during the interview there. Go back and watch that. It's embarrassing for him. Also, how about Monica McNutt having to reel Anthony Edwards back in and say, hey, we didn't talk about bowling before. We talked about this thing that I want to talk about now. Could you just bring it back? Because obviously his brain is everywhere.
I want to watch every interview with him. I also want to watch him try every sport. Like, bring us this TV show. Anthony Edwards, you talk a big game. I want to see you bowling. I want to see you swimming. I want to see you playing ping pong, tennis, cooking, I guess. Like, I want to see all of it. And like Katie, I kind of believe that he would be good at all of it. I interviewed Jalen Ramsey, and he said a lot of the same stuff. And he said to me, if you gave me 6 months, I'd be in the NHL. That literally said 6 months. And let me tell you, Hockey Twitter did not love that.
Oh, really? That's shocking. Hockey Twitter was offended that people acted like they understood their sport. That never happens.
Do you question if Tom Brady is still growing?
I mean, not normally. It's not something I wake up and I wonder about, but here we are on Highly Questionable, where we have to question everything. The guy was listed at the Combine as 6'4", but we have some footage from over the weekend that we would now like you to examine. We present to you Exhibit A. It's Tom Brady with Roger Staubach, who is 6'3", Charles Woodson, who's 6'1", and there's Tom Brady's face doesn't even look like Tom Brady anymore.
I mean, Roger's in the foreground there.
Like, sure. Could be perspective. Let's check out Exhibit B. Tom Brady with Michael Irvin, who is 6'2".
Oh, wow.
That looks like more than 2 inches.
Irvin's a little hunched over. I'm not trying to ruin the fun here, but yep.
Do we have Exhibit C?
Oh, God. Jesus. Forget the height. What is this photo? It's terrifying.
Those are clearly wax figures. Those cannot be human beings. What kind of lighting is this?
What are we doing using a flash outside?
You can practically see the fillers in Tom's face.
Yeah, this is like Tom Brady is either still growing or has lifts in his shoes. I don't know.
I shrunk an inch. I just had a physical and I shrunk an inch. I've never been so disturbed in my life.
Where I did the same thing. When I was in high school, I got a physical for football in 10th grade. I was 5'10 and 3/4. I stared at that thing. The doctor wrote it down. I am now 5'9 and 3/4.
No!
I don't know how that happened. I wasn't wearing cleats. I was not wearing cleats when I took that measurement. It's crazy.
Time to play the game that's excited for more football. See? Oh no.
I mean,
Oh no.
You tell us what's on television tonight and we tell you if we're intrigued.
Premiering tonight on HBO Max, Hard Knocks, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, obviously. It didn't even matter who the team was. The Cowboys are obviously a mess and it'll be very fun and hopefully we get to see a whole bunch of it. Do we have a clip to preview?
Ah!
Yeah, I don't care. If you love football, Hard Knocks is a thing that you watch every single year. And also if you love TV, because just knowing how much footage they get and how quickly they turn around those episodes as a TV dork, that's fascinating. Mina, are you intrigued?
Obviously, I'm intrigued. Yeah. I will say, like, as good as that looks, music could have been a bit more dramatic. Feel like
that's,
they should
that's have. That's their music, though. That's the music. That's how it. That didn't do it for you. That didn't get your heart pumping.
I was trying being to be sarcastic. Like the music is so dramatic. It obviously didn't work.
Izzy, are you intrigued?
As good as that looked, that didn't look good. And I'm pretty sure we just saw the two throws that Dak Prescott made all of training camp, and he will make for all of training camp. So I figured I have already seen all the Dallas Cowboys training camp that matters.
Is that a no? You're not intrigued?
Never. I haven't been intrigued by Hard Knocks since maybe like 1999. Has it been around that long?
All right, that's it for Highly Questionable. If you want more Mina Kimes, you can listen to the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny. You can see her on NFL Live. If you want more Izzy Gutierrez, be sure to watch Around the Horn or Highly Questionable. It's a show that I've heard is very good. A lot of people like it.